Welcome to my office. This is most definitely our first time meeting. Oh no, don't worry. You're not in any sort of trouble. You're actually here so I can congratulate you for all your hard work for this country. Yes, you're a very hard worker. You think I wouldn't notice? I've been keeping special tabs on you since you started being exceptional. And it should really flatter you because I'm a president of a great country. And you, of all people, deserved my attention. Oh, don't worry with presentation. I know much about you already. No, don't worry. Not private life. You know me. I'm a chill president. I'm not like those crazy ones that some certain people from North America. But don't tell anyone I said this. Because I'm still trying to get a deal closed in North America. So, shh. I mean, I would love to see how the exceptional citizens of this land are getting on. This representative actually recommended me to you since you are doing such great work. Well done. Look, I promise nothing will be out of the ordinary for you. I won't put you on public television or anything like this. I just wanted to thank you personally and maybe have a small chat. Oh, please, don't be nervous. I'm just an ordinary person. I do my shopping at public places. I even take the public buses. Don't worry about it. I try to make myself as ordinary as possible. And this is how country thrives. I know what it feels like to be such a hard worker. I know the people so well. Hence why you are here. So, because of your great honor, I award you with this. The Medal of Labor. You are the 7th person to receive this high award. Congratulations. Or maybe do you want anything? Just tell me and I'll arrange anything. Oh, yes, anything. A better car, a better house, maybe even a better boss. I can do anything. How humble you are. See, this is why I got you this reward. What an outstanding citizen you are. Well, I must say, sorry, I must take this. Hello, President Yana here. What? What? They're trying to annex my island? Sorry, but how rude. You just interrupted my very important meeting. I have you now. I am with the newest outstanding citizen. Call me when it's actually important, okay? Anyway, how rude, sorry about this. As I was saying, it's fine. It's just an island. It grows coconuts. In fact, our coconut consuming rates have went down, so meh. You can get sold to whoever is trying to attack it right now. But this is besides the point. This is about you. So, with this award, do you plan to continue working in this country, yes? You see, no one leaves this country because it is so good. Agreed? Good. So you would also agree that it would be a shame if you left us all here? Well, it was happening before. Some of the best people got an offer somewhere abroad and they went. They disappeared like they never were. So you see, it is a very dangerous world outside. Hope you stay here. It is better. I don't know what happened to them. Just ceased our contact, I guess. I hope you're not trying to do anything like this. Good. Because it would be a real shame to lose someone like you. Especially when our country is performing best in the world right now. I promise you. Whatever offers you got to move away, it isn't worth it. It is all a scam. I get this every day in my inbox. Prince from Nigeria. Sure. Just don't fall for it. You will never get paid more for your job than all of the other places, okay? I know all this information because the Visa Application Center contacted me to say that you have applied for a visa there to go somewhere else to another country. And every visa sees my approval first. This made me realize that I need to, in person, tell you how much of a great person you are and a great attribute to this country. You need more encouragement and appreciation since you want to leave. It means I have failed as a president, not giving it to you as much as I should be. No, no, it is all on me. I should have been giving more care to good people. Don't say anything. I know you got an offer there and... Hey, is not work related? What then? You're coming to do what? Oh, no. Didn't you hear that all the girls from abroad are in it for the money? It's true. Complete true. It is truth. Do you want me to bring out the statistics? Look here. 100% of people who leave this country for some person online end up coming back within 24 hours because they got catfished. You obviously didn't hear about the catfish law that was introduced. I could not let our nation default again. But whoever this is, they are welcome to stay in this country. Of course you haven't considered it. Only makes it obvious she's using you for money. Don't make such a mistake and stay. I'll make sure that you're well here, under my protection. You really want this, huh? You really want to leave this country, hmm? You're going to really regret this. Well, I cannot guarantee your safety outside my country, our country. Who knows what can happen to you? Oh, no, 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 no threats. No threats. I'm just really, actually, genuinely concerned about you. Because I care deeply about you. Look, at least I will do anything to do so. Even if it means sending you to prison. What? Look. At the very least, I know you'll be safe there. In a special room. Looks like a hotel, with mattresses like clouds. Well, I'm sorry, but I have to put you in there for at least a week to appreciate what you have here because I don't want citizens like you to get hurt again. Not to mention the amount of strain these will put on our economy. Don't worry though. I will take very good care of you in the cell. You will have everything you need in there, alright? Just please don't leave me. Don't leave us. This country needs you. Now, come with me to your room. Yes, of course I keep jail cells in my government house. Needed for people like you. So here it is. Not so bad as you thought. We do celebrate human rights in this country, if you didn't forget. Look at this very nice comfortable bed. Nice clean toilet for you. And you will be served our country's national dish each night. The wonderful parrot soup. So you will be let back out in a week, and I will be watching you under the radar. We have security install some cameras to ensure you don't try and escape this country again. You know, looking out for signs like packing bags, stuff like this. I will check on you later. Please stay safe. No. You can forget. I can't have this. You're too dear to me to lose. Hope you learn to see that when